The Lies That Bind by Edward D'Angelo. Copyright 2000 by Edward D'Angelo. Read by Bruce Risen. Performance copyright 2000 by Brilliance Audio. All rights reserved.
For Miriam. The Lies That Bind. 1. I had never planned to take the blood test until the moment I decided to do it. In fact, I had probably decided a dozen times beforehand not to do it. But despite all my efforts to stop thinking about it, in the last few months before I did it, there was never a time when the idea wasn't lurking somewhere in the back of my mind, like a burglar waiting for the moment when my good sense had temporarily left home with the windows unlocked. It was never a plan. It was more like a feeling that I had each morning. The alarm would go off, and I'd wake up to the sound of the public radio voices droning on about the latest, even more boring, political sex scandal. I'd pull myself out of bed, feeling pretty cheerful. As cheerful as you can be when you're middle-aged and starting to put on some extra weight and too busy at work and divorced and always late for everything. And then, by the time I got to the bathroom, I would remember. I'd be examining my face in the mirror, or groping for my razor, or just standing there getting ready to open my eyes, and I'd get the feeling. It wasn't sadness, it was more like dread, but a helpless dread. I would stand at the sink and look into the mirror and say, "This isn't my son's face. He's not mine." I can't say when I had my first suspicions. It may have been from before Sam was even born, 13 and a half years ago. Every once in a while, in the midst of all the excitement and anticipation of the pregnancy, I would look up and catch my then-wife, Joan, staring at me, both hands resting lightly on her stomach, with this odd look, as if she was about to say something, and it would flash through my mind that she was going to tell me not to bother with becoming a father.